Coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios. The Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
And away we go. Good Saturday morning to you, and welcome to the Thompson Tractors Prep Sports Report as we're coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Studios right here in South Alabama. So glad to have you with us on a kind of a rainy, looking gray Saturday morning.
Be careful.
The Three Musketeers are here, there's no doubt. Let's kick it off. Coach Rick Cleveland, the star of the show. Coach,
it's you, got to stop that.
Well, it's the truth. It's
Mark Lasseter's the star.
No,
we know who the star is, don't we?
We do. It's Big Rick.
That's
Big Rick.
Y'all guys are so little. Y'all got to talk about that statue and all that stuff. Y'all judge that by the size of the human being. That's, you're wrong. That's not right. Randy's a real star, to be honest with you.
There ain't no stars in here. I ain't promising.
That's exactly right.
Well, Mark, how you doing, brother?
Man, I'm doing
fantastic. You looking good as always?
Yes, sir.
Are you losing some weight?
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying. I've gotten pretty fat, so figured I need to lose a little weight. As I think it was Beth Savarese told me one time, Coach Sav's wife, losing the winter bulk. Is what I told her. I was having to lose some weight. This is years ago. She says, trying to lose that winter coat is what it was, something like that. And I said, yeah, you're right. That's probably it.
There is some wisdom in that family.
There is, yes.
There is. And
yes.
Beth is the one.
And she's the one who's got it.
That's right. She's got it.
Rick, how was your week this week?
Week was great. After missing 4 days of school last week, that's rough. That's really
Are you
rough.
Feeling better?
Feeling a lot better.
Yeah.
A lot better. But thank you for asking. But to be back with those kids, boy, that's what makes the world go round for those of us that teach. You know that, Mark.
It is.
To be around those kids and see the smiles and all asking how you doing, we miss you and all that stuff. It's I don't know how people spend all day with adults. You know, you and I get the blessing of spending all day with children, and that's that is a blessing, I'm telling you.
It's a lot of fun. We had Wednesday, we were at Spring Hill golf course with a middle school and JV guys.
Yeah.
And UMS was there in St. Paul's. And we took 10 middle school kids over there to play. And while they're playing, it was great. But as soon as it ended, it was like ants. Them some guns just started aggravating one another and messing with them. Yeah. But, it's just the way kids are.
Right. Yeah.
And you got to enjoy it. If you can't enjoy it, you better not do it. Because that's just a process, just kids being kids. And, man, they were having a good time with one another. That's part of why we play high school and middle school athletics,
yeah,
is to let kids learn how to enjoy life and enjoy things that they do, playing golf, and then the social camaraderie afterwards with themselves and other teams. It's a lot of fun.
Randy, what they've done now with middle school golf, and they're really even taking kids that don't know how to play golf.
Yeah.
And they're moving them out there in the middle of the fairway and letting them hit from those tees and really just develop.
Well, that's where they need to start, is at the 150 mark,
right,
the 100 mark, and then work your way back.
Yeah.
So, I think that's really smart to do, and they've been doing that for a little bit. The junior golf is generally that's where they're starting.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Well, it's good that we're doing it in middle school. I know Brent Daugherty, he was really excited about being able to do that, to get some kids out that you ordinarily wouldn't get out.
That's right.
And they're out there, and no telling where they're hitting the ball, but at least they're out there doing that instead of being at home on a computer.
And we got 17 kids in our middle school program at
that's
Bayside.
Awesome.
Other schools got the same amount of
that's
numbers.
Awesome.
A lot of kids playing. Encourage them. Get them out. They'll find a game they can play for life.
That's all.
Speaking of which, and we've got a great lineup for you today. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking with Wes Lambert, the Dumbwaiter Invitational. That's going to be going on at Steelwood. He'll be on to talk a little bit about that. That'll be a lot of fun, Mark.
That's going to be a lot of fun. The Dumbwaiter Invitational, Wes Lambert's the owner of the Dumbwaiter Restaurant in Mobile, a tremendous restaurant. I've eaten there a couple of times. It's just a wonderful place. Great service, great people. But Wes is he's the title sponsor. Bayside Academy is the host team,
right?
A host school, And but we've got teams coming in, and he'll let him talk all about it from Birmingham, Auburn, Tuscaloosa, all around our area. A lot of really good golf teams coming in to play Monday and Tuesday out at Steelwood.
And I almost took offense to that when I first heard Dumb Waiter. You looked at me, and I'm like, okay, I know I work at Booms from time to time, and I'm the waiter at
But you're not the Dumb Waiter.
Apparently sometimes
you're
a
very, very smart waiter guy.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right, of course, 8:45, Ricky going to have our leadership segment. What is that going
to
be on today?
Yeah, we're going to talk about how to take lessons from the sports world and apply them to your real life. And, you know, that's a lot of lessons to be learned from the sports world. I can tell you that.
I love it, Rick. I do. You know, it's what's great because I'm sitting here thinking, because when Rick and I, we haven't really talked about what we're doing. Like, I'm going to get a thing on the Gray segment, and Rick's got the leadership set. We didn't really talk about what we're doing.
Right.
My segment today is on honor. And how you get, you know, an honor from the golf world and other sports that we play. And he's taking, that's just a God thing. You know, he's putting it on our hearts for the week.
There you go. Good stuff. Good stuff. Top of the hour, we're going to talk a little theater. And we do that with Margaret Delaney with UMS Wright.
You know, and that's something that's overlooked by so many people unless you're in that school and the parents that have children that are involved in theater. Guys, I'm going to tell you right now, some of the most talented student athlete, actors, whatever, that I've ever been around in 46 years of being in education are these theater children who go on stage and perform and just knock it out of the park. They're doing Guys and Dolls this weekend at UMS. And it is, I can't wait for Margaret to tell us about it. They had a performance last night, they have a performance tonight that Tracy and I are going to, and then they'll have a matinee tomorrow afternoon. But these children, they give every ounce of who they are to be in the character that they're portraying. Right. And they are fabulous. And, you know, you moms and dads out there that have theater students that are in these performances, thank you for allowing us to share the talents of those children that are involved in the arts world, because they are something special.
You know, Rick, you are so right, because there are so many kids, you and I and Randy too, all of us have been around the sports world all of our life. And that's all that I have, for most of my life, that's all I've seen is guys and gals involved in athletics or sport. There is a lot of kids who that's not their thing.
Right.
And they've got as much to give and show and and expand upon as anybody else on this planet. But we don't see them, and we don't see them because we're not in that light. But when you go and you see a young man who's there and you've seen him in your classroom, like I had him when I was teaching history at Benjamin Russell. We had a drama class, and they would have a show, and I would go, I said, I never saw that side of that young man or that young lady. What a wonderful talent and what a wonderful experience for them to be a part of something great like that. It gives you it broadens you as a teacher and a coach to go see these kids, because they're not, some of them may or may not be athletes. That may just be, and that's their thing.
Yeah.
Man, we need to praise that and thank goodness for what they do.
And, you know, every time there's a sporting event, those kids are at those sporting events supporting the student athletes. And we had a coaches meeting this week, and Terry made it a really great point. He's made it every time. Every time we have a coaches meeting, you know, we need to be there to support those kids too that support us all year long in every sport, whether it be football, basketball, baseball, golf, tennis, whatever, wrestling, whatever, lacrosse. They're there. They're always there to support student athletes in their chosen sport. We all need to be there to support them, because I'm telling you, they are equally as talented in their field as our athletes are in their own chosen
field.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
So,
you know, here I will tell you a little story. When I was in high school, we had a musical play, and I was in it, and it was a Christmas deal, and I had a solo part.
Wow.
I did. I had a solo. I was the monotone angel.
The monotone angel.
And so, of course, I didn't have to practice. I sang monotone very easily, and everybody cheered and thought it was really great because I was the monotone guy. Couldn't carry a note in a bucket.
That is funny that you said that, because that was going to be the question I was about to ask. Had either of y'all ever been in a high school play? I was in a high school play, okay?
I was.
Our senior play, and I was – it was a cruise ship setup, and I was the skateboard waiter. Okay, my name was Butch, the skateboard waiter on the cruise. Look what I'm doing today.
You do not.
I thought
look
you
like
might have been the blackjack dealer. That'd have been great.
The what?
Blackjack dealer.
Butch.
Okay, Butch.
Wow. All right. Hey, we got a lot to get into. Don't go anywhere. This is the Thompson Tractors Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. This segment presented by Green and Phillips Attorneys at Law. Now back to the show.
I seen your picture. Your name in lights of glory.
Gotta let that roll.
All right, who's first? Who's first?
Let it roll.
That's funny, Mark. That's really funny. You know, you used to go in the post office and see those pictures. Remember that?
Yeah.
When we were kids, you go in and they'd have the FBI.
Sure. Yeah.
We're on.
I like
your picture. They
don't have my picture on
there. They don't have your picture up there. Okay. Well, that's good.
I wasn't tall enough for the camera.
Wow.
That's bad.
Hey, welcome back to the Thompson Tractors Prep Sports Report. Randy Bergen, Coach Rick Cleland, Coach Mark Laster. Got a special guest coming up at 8:30, but got to get into a little basketball, Rick. And they got something going over in Mississippi right now.
Yeah, over at Mississippi College. And I believe that's in Clinton, Mississippi,
it is,
if I'm not mistaken. They're having the Alabama-Mississippi All-Star Game. And basketball's today. And, of course, we'll play the Alabama-Mississippi All-Star Game a little later. Do we play that in – in December?
In December, after the season's
over. After the season's over. Remember, we've changed that on two different occasions. But Alabama-Mississippi game, Tanya Hunter from Hewitt-Trussville, who her assistant coach was the new head coach now at Baker High School.
Right.
And so Josh is coming down to be the head coach at Baker, and he'll do a great job there. But Tanya Hunter and Natasha Smallwood from Susan Moore. Susan Moore around Aniana?
Yes. Yes, it is. It absolutely is.
And so Natasha had a great team, a great season this year, and they'll be coaching the girls' team. And the boys' team, of course, is going to be coached by Patrick Harding, who's won the 6A state championship now back-to-back years. And he's going to be assisted, if I'm not mistaken, by Marshawn Harper. I think I wrote that on here somewhere. But Marshawn's Valley team won the 5A last year. And, boy, you're talking about two good, really good basketball coaches there with the boys, equally good coaches with the girls. But they're going to play over at Clinton at Mississippi College. Now, Mississippi College, if I'm not mistaken, are they the Choctaws?
Yes.
At one time, they had a heck of a good football program.
It was at one time it was a Division II program.
Right.
Then it went to Division III.
Yep.
And stayed there for a long time. We've got a lot of kids I know that went to Fairhope that played football there. And then there's a girl there from Bayside who I think she's graduated now or has no longer played, but she was playing golf there.
Right.
Miriam McCoy.
Yep.
But it is now has gone back to, and I want to say it's in the subdivision. They are now back on athletic scholarships. They moved back up about
to Division
fourth,
Two.
Division
then.
Two, yeah.
Okay.
And the sub, is it called, what is it called? The sub, I now, can't think of what it's called.
You got me there, but I just thought
subdivision.
It was subdivision.
It's the subdivision.
Okay. Well, some of the players that are going to be playing, Jordan Hunter, who is from Hewitt-Trussville, played for her mom, and she's a really good player. Ivy Maddox from Auburn, another good player there for the girls. Saria Daniels, Hazel Green's Leah Brooks, who signed with Alabama. And is a really outstanding player. Some of the boys' players, Ty Davis, who he played for his dad there at Mountain Brook, who's now going to Creighton. Now, I don't remember anybody from around the state of Alabama that's ever signed with Creighton. We've had a couple of baseball players that signed with Creighton because that's a big, big baseball school, but they're equally good in basketball now. And Ty Davis will be going to Creighton to play there. And then Caleb Harrison from Huntsville, who a lot of people think – is probably one of the better seniors in the Southeast. He's a 6'9", Really good basketball player. He signed with Bucky McMillan at Samford. I'm still not so sure that Caleb Harrison is not going to end up in a really big Division I school. And the job that Bucky's done at Samford, they just won the SoCon regular season tournament. They're not the tournament, but the regular season. They're playing in the tournament now. That's really a one or maybe a two team that gets into the big draw. So really pulling for Bucky there. We always pull for these guys that were high school coaches and have done well. But Caleb Harrison, you remember that name because he's some kind of special player, and he'll be playing over in Clinton today. And then there's a player from Montgomery from JAG, which we call that it's Jeff Davis. Right. And I don't know anything about Jamaica Adair because, really, they didn't have that great of a season. But at the same time, he's a great player. And so really excited. Girls tip off at noon. Boys tip off at 2 o'clock. That should be – And I think the Alabama teams hold an advantage in those series. But, matter of fact, I know we swept the series last year. Boys have an 18-15 advantage, and the girls are 19-14. So Alabama has an advantage in that. But I'm going to tell you, that's a really good thing. Florida and Georgia do the same thing in basketball and football. People ask I've always said I thought the best high school football in the South is played in Florida and Georgia. Mm-hmm. Then you go all the way out to Texas, and I think it's even better there. And I think the best high school football is played in California. But at the same time, these rivalries that we create by playing these all-star games highlight some of our kids that don't get seen by other states. I think that's a great thing.
I agree, and I think it's important that we continue to do that. I wish we would branch it into other sports.
I do too.
Over time. And play some other sports and some and different things. Like I would love to see what a great thing. I don't know how you would do it, but what a great thing if you were to have an Alabama, Mississippi all-star track meet.
Yeah,
there'd be some of the greatest track athletes around in our two states that can really run and jump, and it would be wonderful to see those. But other sports would be, I think, just as competitive as we have.
Well, and I think you'd have to limit the events that you have.
Yes,
in the track
meet. Just too big.
It's too many. One player that's not going to play in this game is Spence Sims from Fairhope. Spence is an invited walk-on to Nate Oates' team there. A heck of a basketball player, but he's chosen not to play in this game to kind of get his body back kind of leveled out. Because I'm sure he'll be in Tuscaloosa June 1, and that stuff doesn't stop. Those guys don't stop. So, but I'm going to tell you, Spence has had a great career at Fairhope High School, playing for Coach Johnson there.
And, yeah, he has.
He's really a special player, and from what I understand, a really great kid. So excited for what's going to happen to him. Had one coaching move this past week that kind of affected us here in the county. Bayshore Academies basketball coach has decided that he's going to take the job at Faith Academy. Butch Case was an assistant for Michael Knapp for 4 years at UMS, did a fantastic job, a tremendous, tremendous young man, has done a really good job for those guys at Bayshore Academy. He coached over in Mississippi for a couple of years because his wife was in medical school, and I think she got – maybe she was finishing up school there or doing one of her internships over there. But Butch is going to take the Faith Academy job. And let me tell you right now, Butch Case can coach some basketball.
Yes, he can.
He is a heck of a basketball coach. He's an even better guy. I'm talking about he's a really, really good guy, Christ-centered guy, faith-based, and that's a great hire for those guys over there. Woody Head is retiring as the athletic director.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I don't know who's going to take over that job, but you know, some of their coaches have, you know, Lloyd Skoda has kind of stepped back. He doesn't coach baseball anymore. Of course, Matt Seymour is there, but I don't know who will be their new athletic director. Jack French has stepped aside. Yeah. So they got a lot of new faces over there at Faith Academies. But I salute them. That's a really good hire. Butch Case, a really, really good guy.
It is. And Woody, I'm really proud for him. He's done a great job at Faith Academy for a long time and one of the most respected guys in our profession.
You know, speaking of Faith Academy, one of our good friends, Josh Donaldson. We'll talk more about it. He's retiring.
Yeah, he's retiring.
Major League Baseball.
Sure,
so there you go. All right, we take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Dumbwaiter Invitational at Steelwood. We'll do that with Wes Lambert right after this.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. The Pops Market communication lines are open at 251-343-0106. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
Turning face the stars and stripes, it's fighting back them butterflies, it's calling in the air around. Yes, sir, we want the ball, and it's knocking heads and talking trash, it's slinging mud and dirt and grass, it's I got your number, I got your back, when your back's against the wall, you mess with one man.
You know, that's an appropriate song.
That's what we do
it
here.
Because because we got some guys, Doug Jones.
Yeah.
They talk a lot of trash on the golf course. I'm going to call him out on that. And
he does.
You talk a lot of trash on the golf course.
I appreciate that.
But
thank you.
Yours is kinder than Doug's.
I take a different approach.
You do. You do.
Psychological.
That's right. You try to get into our heads. That's what you try to do.
Get those pumpkins, man. Hey, we welcome you back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Boy, I'll tell you what, we are about to have a party right here. Is Randy Bergen, Coach Mark Lasseter, Coach Rick Cleveland. And, Mark, we have a very special guest. We're going to talk a little bit about the Dumbwaiter Invitational that happens on this Monday and Tuesday out at Steelwood.
That's correct, and we're so excited about it. We got Wes Lambert here. Wes is the owner of the Dumbwaiter Restaurant in Mobile, and he is a member out at Steelwood, and he has helped put this tournament together. He's done most of the groundwork. In fact, he's done most of the work, as he tells me every day, but he's done a really fantastic job of putting this thing together, and we have this, and he is our title sponsor of this tournament. The tournament is hosted by the host school is Bayside Academy, but it is the Dumbwaiter Invitational. And, man, it's been the talk of the golf world in high school for the last couple of weeks as teams have lined up to play. Wes, thanks for coming to join us today. We appreciate all you do for junior golf, for helping these kids have an opportunity to play on a course like Steelwood.
Yeah, and I appreciate you guys having me. It's going to be fun. It's going to be challenging, but I want to thank Coach for sure for helping me set all this up. We started back in September. The last 2 years I've hosted or been the title sponsor for the Admiral Invitational. And this year I wanted to do something elite, and I wanted to do it at Steelwood, and we were able to secure the course. And when we did that, when we announced that, I think, Coach, you got people coming within the first day or so,
yes,
that wanted to come in, high school teams, Vestavia, Hoover, Mountainbrook, Northridge, teams out of Gadsden, Montgomery, Auburn, Enterprise, I mean, from everywhere.
Yeah.
The top teams in the state are coming to this tournament this year.
Wes, one of the things at Steelwood, of course, folks locally know that Steelwood has been going through a renovation or went through that renovation. Mm-hmm. You did some things with the greens.
We did.
And one of the coaches said, hey, Wes, make it harder. Tell us about that.
You know, so the greens were set up. A lot of our greens were cut by the gentleman that cut Augustus greens.
Right.
So that gives you a lot of undulation, a lot of false fronts, a lot of slopes. So the greens now, you kind of put the slopes instead of the breaks. And they can get very fast. So we've had some kids come up thinking they're going to, you know, shoot well. It's going to be a hard course for everybody. It's a challenging course, even for the members. You know, Alabama was there in our collegiate last year and shot 10 under in 3 days as a team.
Ooh.
And they're top 10 in the country.
Right.
And so, you know, these kids coming in, but it's hard. I hope they do well, but it's going to be a challenge. And it, for the great players, it's something to look forward to because this is the course you play in college.
Right. Well, UMS Wright had their David Miller Invitational a couple of weeks ago.
Lakewood.
And we saw Vestavia Hills win that. Talk a little bit about that team coming down here to play. What's your expectation there?
Vestavia's, they're great every year. They're three-time state champions in a row, I believe, if mm-hmm. I'm right, in 7A, which is the largest association. But it doesn't. It seems like they just rebuild every year. It looks like it's five different players this year than it was last year. But yeah. Their number one's plus 2.7. Their number two is a plus 3.1.
Wow.
And their number five is just a 0.2. I mean, that's how good
just a 0.2.
Just a 0.2.
Yeah. So, Rick, you'd take that all day.
Man, a lot.
But it's going to be a challenge for them. We're going to set up the course to where it is a challenge because a lot of the coaches want that. The better players want that. And we've got a couple teams in there that are going to struggle, and we know that, and they know that. But they get to see a course. They get to see a field that's elite to this tournament. And, again, thanks to Coach and Bayside for being the sponsor school, because without them, we wouldn't have this. So I want to thank you, Coach.
Yeah, man. Tell us about the – we have kind of a unique round on Monday. Tell us about the Stableford.
Monday is a Stableford format, so we're doing two formats, two winners on each day. So Monday being a Stableford format, it's a point system. Right. And Randy, you know about that
exactly.
Because of your tour. But we've got it set up to where we actually, you know, 8 for eagle, 8 points for eagle, 4 for birdie, 2 for par, 1 for bogey, but negative one for double bogey and worse.
Okay.
So they're going to get punished a little bit instead of a zero for that. So you're going to start taking points off.
See, I like that. And I think you should be punished. And I think GCGA, what used to be GCGA.
Southern Fairways now.
Yeah. I wish we'd go to that.
Well, we'll talk about that, okay?
See, we're already changing the tour. There we go.
I think they've already talked
Thanks,
about
Wes.
It, looks like it.
I do like that.
Yeah,
I do too.
See, and after double bogey, you just pick it up. There's no need to, you know, for a kid to keep going and going and going.
Right.
Because if you hit it out of bounds, it's going to get harder anyway.
Yeah.
One hole takes you out of the whole tournament.
It does.
You know,
does.
So, yeah, no, I like that. And Rick, we'll talk about that a little bit later on. Because I kind of like that.
What about the rough? How is the rough at Steelwood?
So, we missed the growing season the first year of the renovation. So, the rough is not bad at all right now. Especially since it's March and the grass is just starting to grow. After this year, though, it's probably going to get back to the 2-3-inch range to where it used to be years ago. I mean, years ago, it was 3 and 4 inches.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't find your ball.
Yeah.
So, but being this time of year, it's not going to be that bad.
Talk about the weather real quick.
Yeah.
Right. I think the weather's going to be beautiful. And it's absolutely going to be beautiful.
It looks like you're 68.
60s.
And low 70s on Tuesday.
And then the 40s at night. I mean, you can't ask for better. And if you have a little wind, it's going to dry those greens out, and they're going to roll and keep rolling and keep rolling.
I can't emphasize enough the fact that if you love golf, if you like to watch golf, this is probably the best tournament of the year to come watch some of the best golfers in the state of Alabama play on this course. They're all going to be right here in Lotsley, right here at Steelwood. There is the 5A state champion, the 7A, 6A, 3A, 4A runner-up, 3A state champion, and then runner-ups in all these classes are all here.
The best of the best.
And there are so many Division I, Division II commits coming. So that's the neat thing, is to see all these kids that are committed to Alabama, committed to Mississippi State, committed to wherever, Vanderbilt. I've got a kid committed to Vanderbilt to play. To play this course and to see how they do on this course. So it's going to be an amazing couple of days to watch these kids perform on this course.
That's Scott Limbaugh from Childersburg, Alabama. Yeah. This
they came down to Enterprise and got John Ed Steed.
Yep.
To come play for him. So these guys are excited. And like Coach said, the tournaments we've already been to this year, all we hear is, hey, we can't wait to go play in the Dumbwaiter. We can't wait to go to Steelwood. And because Steelwood's so hard to get on anyway, because it's such a private course. Yep. Nobody even knows it's back there, most of the people.
Right.
Don't even know where it is.
Yeah.
But for us to have this tournament there means a lot to me. It means a lot to Steelwood. And we're excited about getting junior tournaments back in Steelwood. It's been since 2015, I think, when UAS hosted.
Yes.
The David Miller was the last time, so that's 9 years.
We're visiting with Wes Lambert, owner of the Dumbwaiter Invitational coming up at Steelwood Monday and Tuesday. My question would be, since it is a private course, and you mentioned it kind of, Mark, can fans come out and watch these kids play?
They can, and I've let everybody know that it's open to people to come watch. Okay. You know, you have to come through the gate, let them know you're here to watch the golf tournament.
Right.
Park, go watch. It's free. So we will start at 10 o'clock tee times on Monday off 1 and 10, 8:30 shotgun on Tuesdays.
That's awesome. Now, if Randy Bergen were going out to watch it, he'd go into his trunk and he'd get a fishing rod out.
He could.
And he'd go over there and catch probably an 8 or 9 pound bass.
I tell you what, my son caught one of the biggest bass he's ever caught in that lake.
That's a big one.
Absolutely.
We had a gentleman the other day. We were sitting down there working on stuff, and he came in. He caught 33 bass in the last hour and a half.
Gosh.
I'm like, really?
You know which fun that would
Don't
be?
Tell Brooks last
all that. Where's Fish's Wildlife?
That is a beautiful, beautiful lake.
Yeah,
There's
but
no
when
doubt.
You come across the causeway and you see the lake on the left and you see number 15 coming down towards the lake, it's just an amazing setting there.
Before we go, we would be remiss if we didn't mention that there is another part of this tournament. Is the girls' side of the Dumbwaiter Invitational will be hosted at Rock Creek. And so the girls' teams are all meeting out there to play, and I think there's eight girls' teams playing.
And that, you know, that was kind of a – it took us a while. The boys, we had so many boys, so we kind of had to work on getting the girls there. And that's where we need to grow the sport, is in the girls'
field.
Because there's not as many teams in the girls in high school. And it's sad. Me coming out of softball for 13 years coaching girls, I'm all about the young ladies and seeing them prosper. And I think next year we're going to work harder and harder to get more girls down here to play from around the state.
And if you've got a girl, if you've got a junior, that is a great way to get a scholarship.
I would imagine Francis Brown's playing in that. I would think Jay.
I don't think UMS is
Jay's
coming.
Jay's not in that tournament.
They're coming to the Admiral at Rock Creek later on, but they had a commitment. I think they're in Birmingham or someplace.
Okay.
Already they weren't, and he called me and talked to me, and of course, you know, I think the world of Jay Cozio, and he said, "I'm sorry, we can't make it this year. Maybe we can do it next year." But they're coming later to the Admiral.
I would love to see Frances Brown score at Steelwood.
Yeah, she's tremendous. Now she is just
she'd be about the only one that would.
She can play now.
Of course, she's got a great teacher in Ray Schuessler too. So
that's true too.
Yeah. He does
one of the best.
He does. Tell us about. Let's talk a little bit about.
Got about 30 seconds here.
30 seconds. Well, we don't have much time. Wes, thank you. I want to tell you, if y'all have never been to Wes's restaurant, y'all need to go.
Wait a minute. I got to tell you one thing. What are those little things?
Brussels sprouts.
Yes, sir.
I have never
liked Brussels sprouts.
I hadn't either.
So I go in there and eat those Brussels sprouts at his place. They'll knock you out. I'm just telling you right now.
You know, grandparents didn't make Brussels sprouts like that.
No. Whatever you do to them, y'all do to them there. They are phenomenal.
They're good.
They are. And
where's the dumb waiter in Mobile?
It's 167 Dolphin Street in the middle of downtown.
Yes, right in the heart of
it. Right on the square. Be on the square.
So. Great food, great service, great folks.
Absolutely.
Wes, thank you.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you for doing this, helping us get this tournament. Wonderful thing that we're doing for
junior golf.
Thank you. Mark's going with you. Y'all going to go mark the course.
Yes.
Go mark the course. There you go, Wes. Great job. All right. Hey, we'll take a time out. When we come back, Coach Cleveland has got the leadership segment coming up next. That shape is
my shame. Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. PSR is live every Saturday from 8 until 10 a.m. Now, back to the show.
Well, Rick, I think we're going to do this. We now have a replacement should one of you decide to take the day off. Yes.
He's a lot better looking.
Wes can come in anytime he wants.
Yeah, he's really a good guy.
He is.
I'm going to tell you right now, you know, he's into golf right now.
Yep.
But the job that he did with softball with those young ladies in Fairhope, mm-hmm. I mean, he did a tremendous job cultivating young talent and developing it. And they traveled everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, they really, really did. And I think the world of – of that young man and the job that he's done. And now what he's doing for golf is fabulous as well. So
he's got a lot of great kids coming to play golf down here in Locksley next week.
No doubt. All right, Rick, it is time for our leadership segment. What you got for us?
Yeah, you know, I appreciate 68 Ventures and Go Pest and Warrior 360 and those guys for everything that they do. They send us a lot of really good stuff. And got this from Brad Israel this week, and I appreciate everything that Brad does along with Nathan and their whole team. I tell you, you know, we can all be guilty at times of negative self-talk or lies that we tell ourselves just to justify an excuse or a reason we're not pushing harder and growing and achieving and stepping out of our comfort zone. And, you know, it's hard to step out of our comfort zone. It is. And, you know, one of the things that these guys really preach is about honing in on your self-awareness. And you will begin pushing back on the internal battles that you fight. And you'll rise up and make the right choices, get that last mile in, finish what you started before going home, or show up as a better spouse, as a better parent, as a better teammate, or a better leader. Think about these people. Think about some of the world's most inspirational athletes. Think about Simone Biles or Andy Murray or Serena Williams or Usain Bolt. Those are people that come to mind. Their achievements are undeniable. They're awe-inspiring, such as Serena Williams' comeback from motherhood. That's a first in the tennis world, I can tell you that. And then Andy Murray. Andy Murray's three Grand Slam wins, even though he was known to be playing with so much pain, just in severe pain. But I'm going to tell you, tennis is not an easy sport to play when you're in pain. And it, Andy had lots and lots of trouble with his ankles and even on up into his knees. See, audiences around the world are endlessly captivated by the sight of someone running as fast as a car, serving a tennis ball at over 120 miles an hour, or coolly collecting an Olympic gold medal while still a teenager. These feats capture our imagination because we can barely comprehend what it takes to reach such greatness, and we're sure we could never do it in our own lives. We see footage of Tiger Woods wielding a golf club at the age of 3 and think, was he born to do this? We learned that Michael Phelps knocked out hundreds of lengths every day at 4 a.m. in a pool, and we tell ourselves that his decision is out of the realm of possibility for most of us that really are just simply mere humans. But the truth is that supposedly superhuman achievements are not just down to physical ability and the willingness to spend large parts of life perfecting every move and technique. Rather, the world's most successful athletes have learned to cultivate a resourceful emotional and mental state for themselves. They know how to self-manage, how to regulate their emotions to best support their performance and well-being. This isn't exclusive to these athletes. We can all learn to do the same. It just might look slightly different for us. This learning all starts with self-awareness in any field or any walk of life. Getting the very best out of oneself is dependent on a solid understanding of who we are. For example, all successful sports people innately know the answers to questions such as, how do you thrive in challenging situations? What causes you stress? What emotions help you on your journey? And which emotions are harmful on your journey? And anyone who wants to expand what they're capable of must become aware of who they are and then leverage that knowledge to begin climbing to the top of their particular mountain, whatever that may be. The most successful people in life already know this, and they know that to become self-aware isn't a destination point, but a lifelong journey on which they're committed to continuing to learn and grow. And you know, when you talk about self-awareness, knowing how far up that mountain you can go and where do you stop, those athletes that we talk about today, the people like the Francis Browns in junior golf, we got another Brown at UMS that named Henry Brown. And I'm going to tell you right now, he's climbing that mountain. because what they do is they practice and they practice and they practice and they push themselves to the limit that they sometimes think they cannot go any higher. As coaches, we've all tried to do that. But there comes a certain point where we say, are we making progress or are we going back down that mountain? Sometimes it's a decision that we make the wrong decision. But these people that we talked about today, they hadn't made the wrong. They've made the right decision because they have not succumbed to the thought of failure, because failure is not part of who they are.
You know, and Rick, you're so right on that. And sometimes as coaches, we don't even realize what we have done as we try to become the best coach we can be, the best teacher we can be. As you go through and you think, I got to get better at this, I got to do this, and you're continually trying. And along the way, if you're doing it in the right manner, you don't even know. There are kids that will come by and say, thank you for this.
Absolutely.
And you didn't even know you did it.
Didn't know you did it. That's right. That's
so long as you're on the right track.
That's right. And if you're doing it the right way.
Right.
And you're touching them.
That's right.
In the places that they need to be touched.
Yeah.
By challenging them in a way that they understand why
That's
you're
right.
challenging.
That's right.
That's amen.
First hour come and gone. Coming up next, Margaret Delaney with the Theater of UMS Wright. She's up next right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Coming to you live, the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, presented by Alpha. Here's your host, Randy Bergen, with Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Lasseter.
And we welcome you in to the second hour of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, coming to you live from the Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai Genesis Room right here in Daphne, Alabama. I am Randy Bergen, joined by Coach Rick Cleveland and Coach Mark Laster. And Rick, it is time to talk a little theater. It's going to be a special weekend for Miss Margaret Delaney and the stars of the show. Margaret, thank you for taking time to be with us, and I know it's going to be a great weekend for you.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
You know, Margaret, I was really excited and still am about Guys and Dolls. And I love the way you challenged our students yesterday in the assembly, or Thursday. And, boy, you inspired me. I went home and told Tracy. I said, Tracy, Saturday night we're going to see something that you have never had the opportunity to see, even as a state board of education member. And she said, where are we going? I said, we're going to see Guys and Dolls at UMS. And she, like, to jumped up in her seat. She said she's so excited about that, as are we. Talk a little bit about what's going on this weekend, what started last night, and what will continue tonight and through tomorrow at UMS Wright.
I've got 34 high school students who have been working since January to prepare the musical Guys and Dolls. It's a classic Broadway show with some really terrific, memorable songs like Luck Be a Lady, A Bushel and a Peck, and Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat. And we have just a visual feast for the eyes. We've got some bright, bold costumes. There's dancing, and, of course, singing. And, boy, is it a good time, Rick.
I got excited. And Margaret is wonderful about teasing a show. And I'm telling you, she brought out 10 different colors of suits and those young guys and gals and beautiful dresses. And Margaret, I know last night was our first showing. Talk about tonight and tomorrow afternoon.
So we've got a show tonight at 6 o'clock, and we then close on Sunday at 2 o'clock. It's a short run, but we're real busy. We've got one weekend is all we can do. So we had a terrific crowd last night, very energetic, enthusiastic. I heard multiple people say this is the best show that you all have ever done.
Well, that's saying a lot now. That's saying a lot because there have been some amazing ones. I know Laura mentioned one that this was comparable to, but let me tell you, if Margaret Delaney says this is one of the best ones, if not the best one that they've ever done, then I want to be there because it's something that is We talk about athletics and all of that at UMS, and we talked about before the show, we said these children in their own way are equally as talented in their field as are the athletes that we see at UMS. And it's such a wonderful, wonderful thing that you and your team do in producing these musicals, these plays. 6 o'clock tonight, open to the public, right?
That absolutely, and you can buy tickets at the box office, $7 for adults, $5 for students, or you can purchase them in advance on GoFan, which is a really terrific option.
Talk a little bit about these young people and how diligent they have and how hard they have worked to prepare for this, because it's not just something where you go in and learn your lines. These kids, I mean, this is something, this is big. This is a really big deal, Mark and guys. It's a big, big deal. Talk about these students and the work that they've put in to do this, Margaret.
So I'm going to tell you specifically about our group of gamblers, which is our young men who are dancing and singing, Rick. And for some of them, it's a little bit outside of their comfort zones. I actually even walked into Coach Curtis's office and asked him if I could have a special audition time when his football players could come out in November. I don't know if you know that. But they have been practicing, rehearsing with their fedora hats, their brightly colored hats, really from the get-go. And boy, as soon as they put those hats on, we just knew that it was really going to be something special.
Well, it is something special. In the tease that they did Thursday, I just wanted to stand up every time they did something. I wanted to stand up and clap because they are so simply amazing. You know, and talk about this, because there are talented students in our school that love, love, love to come to our classes, all of our arts classes over there. Y'all just do a tremendous job. Talk just a little bit about how y'all develop these student actors, because it's a talent that I don't understand, because I can't imagine them being able to learn everything that they learn and really in a short period of time.
Well, I'm going to tell you, we pride ourselves in the arts department on making sure that every single person feels that they are valued, that they are an important piece of this puzzle when we put it all together. And so we really try to make sure to highlight everyone's particular interests and value and contribution. So we've got crew members who you're not going to see out on the stage. They're moving those big set pieces. They're running the lights. They're running the sound. I've got performers who are running up into the balcony to run the spotlights for us. And so there really is something for everyone. And they have had their hands in painting that set, building that set, put it all together. And so really there's a way for every single person to contribute whatever their talent is.
We're talking to Margaret Delaney, who is directing Guys and Dolls tonight at 6 o'clock on the campus of UMS Wright. And I call it a matinee, I would assume, tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. But if you have not had the opportunity to see it, I certainly hope you will join Tracy and I there tonight, because we're super excited about seeing it. How many young people do you have involved in this total production?
So I've got 34, Rick, and 12 of them are seniors.
Wow.
Man.
But there's 8th and 9th graders waiting in the wings to replace those seniors. And
That's right.
I'm so excited. Margaret, thank you so much for what you and your team do with our students, because not only is it the talk of the school after we've been able to see these performances, but it's an encourager. And by making them feel as important as you make them feel is certainly part of who we are at UMS Wright. And you and your team do such an amazing job of making them feel as if they are a huge, huge part of our school, which they certainly are.
Well, I don't want to go before I say a shout out to my my co-director Michelle McCormick, who has been the one teaching them all the beautiful vocals, and that is why they sound so terrific. And thank you, Rick, so much for having me.
Well, what a great team y'all are. I mean, that whole building just amazes me with the talent that's in there and the talent of the teachers, instructors that we have, like Margaret. It's amazing. And, you know, we talk about most valuable players. Y'all are the most valuable people. And I'm telling you, we are so appreciative of the job that y'all do. Thank you so much,
well,
Margaret.
We couldn't do it without an audience. And so I look forward to seeing you tonight.
Can't wait. I'll be there with bells on. You'll hear them, I promise. Thank you, Margaret.
Thanks so much.
That ought to be fun for you, Rick. I know y'all gonna have a blast, and it's great to watch those kids do that.
Gosh.
Because they, hey, you in your leadership segment a few moments ago, you talked about sports and how much practice it took for them to be elite in what they did. That these kids do the same thing.
Oh, it's amazing.
There's a ton of practice that goes into this.
Yeah, I've got one of my tennis players who is not one of the top six, but he's there every day to practice. And when he's not there, he's practicing with his drama team for a musical outside of school. They even do it outside of school. And it's under, you know, under the tutelage of Laura Roberts and that entire arts department over there. What an amazing, amazing school UMS Wright is for academics, for athletics, for arts. We're very blessed. Very, very blessed.
And those kids, you know, and then they do that. I was sitting listening to Margaret talk, and I was thinking about the practice they put in. It's just like that guy who kicks extra points in a football game. He's got to kick an extra point.
Yeah.
All right, he knows he's going to have to part of the game, so he practices it. Kids in this thing, they got to deliver a line. They got to sing a song.
That's right.
They got to do something.
Yep.
It's the same thing. And
man,
the pressure's there, the fear's there, the anxiety, it's all a part of it.
Rick, you know, we finished up the AHSAA basketball championships last week. 42 games in 6 days. We're going to talk about that when we come back right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Call or text the Prep Sports Report at 251-343-0106 on the Pops Market communication lines. Now, back to the show.
Tell you what, we are rolling through this Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report on a kind of a gray Saturday morning, but it looks like it may be clearing up a little bit later. Hope it's very nice where you are and you're safe. Randy Bergen, Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Laster, a reminder, coming up after this show, we'll have Southern Fairway Sports coming up. Got a great show lined up for you. We're going to talk some golf. Of course, they're down in Bay Hill. We'll have our West Coast correspondent, Ben Goodman. He'll be on with us. We had the opportunity, as you know, Rick, to play a while back, me, Bobby, Ben, and a guy named Scott Richborg, Big Todd's brother. We had the opportunity to play down at Bay Hill, and we'll talk a little bit about that. But we'll get you caught up on all that and a lot going on. We've got basketball to talk about, SEC. You know, they're winding down. So all that coming up starting at 10 o'clock.
See, Randy plays all these courses like Bay Hill. Of course, Kip goes with him to California. They make that trip together. Us local guys.
He went down to Orlando with me one time, too.
Fantastic service, high quality work. Look, I can't even touch that.
I went to California with him one time.
Me and Mark went out there.
Sure did.
Went on a little event.
Played 18.
18 holes out of Pebble.
Well, if y'all have any kind of car problems, and you have a fender bender in this weather that we're having right now, like the lady that we talk to every Saturday morning, who had a fender bender in the tunnel this past week.
Mama Sue.
Yeah, Mama Sue. And, you know, we're going to get her in touch with our buddies at Premier Collision. And Chris Garris and Tyler and those folks over there, they get all kind of comments. 1177 Sledge Drive, 251-478-4500. You know, when people say they're highly recommended, they always take great care of us. Excellent customer service. The quality of the work was fabulous. That's who Chris Garris, and that's what Premier Collision does. And when you take your vehicle in there, as Mark can tell you, when you get it back, it's like a brand new car.
It absolutely is.
Mark's dad wanted to buy his car when he saw it. And that's the result of the job that Premier Collision did. If you have any problems with your vehicle as far as collisions or stuff like that, please give Chris Garris or Tyler or somebody there at Premier Collision a call. 251-478-4500. Tell them Randy sent you. Randy's another advocate for Premier Collision. We all three are, but I can tell you right now, they will treat you like you want to be treated and deserve to be treated with a business that really cares about who and what you think about them when your car is completed.
So, Rick, real quick, let me just mention this. I'm taking you to Torrey Pines soon, okay?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you there. I've been there. Tracy took me there. No, we took each other there. And let me tell you this. If you've never played on a golf course that has rough like they have at Torrey Pines, it almost becomes unfun-like. It does. Because when you hit it in the rough, you can't find your ball. You just can't find your ball. And they're talking about doing that at Steelwood eventually growing that rough up?
Maybe not.
It will. They'll get it to three inches. They're about two right
now.
I'm
just telling you right now, that's to me. I see these guys doing it on the PGA Tour, and they can't hit the ball over 150, 200 yards when you get in that stuff.
Yeah. And they're the best of the best.
They're the best in the world.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, you know, we finished up the HSAA state championship in basketball. 42 games over 6 days.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, a lot of basketball. Congratulations to the winners.
Yeah, there were a lot of really good basketball games played. We saw a lot of great basketball players, and two of those basketball players have been honored that played in this, and their teams won state championships. In the girls' division, Ace Austin, who plays for her dad, Ricky Austin, at Spring Garden. Now, that's over in Calhoun County.
Mm-hmm.
And Ricky Austin's won probably 7, 8, maybe 9 state championships there. Ricky coached boys and girls for a long time. But his daughter, Ace, is going to U2's favorite university over in the western part of our state, the University of Alabama. She is some kind of basketball player. She's been selected as the Max Prep Female Player of the Year. And then Caleb Holt. You know, there's a story to Caleb Holt, and I don't know if you guys know this. He's a sophomore at Buckhorn High School, plays for Coach Patrick Harding. And when the tournament was played, Caleb Holt led his team to the state championship, and they defeated Mountain Brook in the state championship game of 6A. And when you look at that game, Caleb Holt was not 100%. He had a bad leg, but at the same time, one of the things that is so impressive about Caleb Holt is he's done everything you can do in high school basketball. He's won back-to-back state championships. He was the most valuable player in the state championship game last year. And this year, he was not able – I mean, he was hurt. And one of his teammates, a guy by the name of Fred Delk, had a tremendous game, scored like 19 points in the finals and made a great defensive play at the end of the game in overtime to secure the win for Buckhorn. Well, they announced the most valuable player to be Caleb Holt, who this year has just been selected as the male basketball player of the year by Max Preps. Well, when Caleb walked up to get that Most Valuable Player award, he turned around and asked for his teammate to come with him because he felt like he deserved to be the Most Valuable Player. Mm. One of the officials there said, don't do that. You come on up and accept it. And then Brandon Dean of the state office said, no, you bring your teammate up here and do what you want to do. They gave him a gold basketball. And Caleb gave that gold basketball to his teammate, who he said deserves to be the most valuable player.
Wow.
And wow. I'm telling you, that made that young guy
that's
been one of his dearest friends all the way through school. In that moment, to show that kind of camaraderie and that being a great teammate, he said, this is the most valuable player, and gave it to his teammate and wanted him to be recognized rather than himself. You know, we've been talking leadership all week with people at UMS Wright. Doug Barber is as good a speaker as there is. You can just give him a subject right now, and he can talk on it for 20 minutes. And he's good at it. I mean, he's really, really good at it. And he came in and spoke, as did Meredy Jones, one of your favorite people, Mark, and mine. Mm-hmm. He, Doug, and Doug Barber, Meredy Jones, and Jeb Blackerby was the third one, our middle school principal. Did a great job. But Doug made the point about leadership. He said, you know what leadership is? Leadership is being able to give somebody else the credit for what has been done under your leadership. It's not about you getting credit as the leader. It's about those people that you put in positions to do the job that you need to do. They are the ones who deserve the recognition and the credit. To be a great leader, you got to give recognition,
that's right,
and credit to those people. You got to move away from them.
That's right.
I loved hearing that.
That's awesome.
And those
stuff.
Kids, boy, they just took it in, absorbed it. Yep. They were the sponge.
Good stuff, no doubt. Let's take a time out. When we come back, you want to talk a little baseball? Well, yep, we'll do that right here on the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report.
Welcome back to the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report, brought to you by Alpha Insurance. Now, back to your host, Randy Bergen.
You know what I was wearing last night? Was that Boss Gags t-shirt you gave me.
Really?
Yeah.
I wish you could have been at that concert.
I could have too.
Man alive.
Dude, ain't nothing better than Boss Gags. And
good.
People are getting turned on. They're getting turned on because I'm hearing it more on the golf course.
Are you?
Like,
yep.
Boss Gags, y'all play it all the time, and I kind of started
liking
it.
There
you go. There you go. There you go. Well, we do welcome you back to Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report. Let's talk a little baseball. A good friend of ours, Josh Donaldson, 2015 Major League the American League, most valuable player for the Toronto Blue Jays. Went on and played with Cleveland. He's played with New York. And he has decided to retire, Rick, after I think he went pro in 2007, played at Faith Academy, went on and played at Auburn, and then played with the Oakland A's and the Triple A, and played a lot of golf with him.
You know what he played at Auburn?
He played third catcher, I believe.
He was a catcher.
Catcher, yep.
That's exactly what he was.
Yep.
And you know who he came back to get him where he felt like he needed to be every chance he got in the offseason? Who did he come back to see?
You talking about here locally?
Yeah.
Yeah, he came back and saw his boys over at Lake Forest.
Nah, I'm not talking about playing golf now. I'm talking about he'd come back every offseason and get with Lloyd Skoda.
Oh, okay.
That's what he would do. Because he believed that Coach Skoda was his mentor. And, you talking about one of the great baseball coaches in our state. Lloyd Skoda was a tremendous, tremendous baseball coach. And Josh had a great career. Had a great career. He was with the Yankees, was with the Braves. Remember when he was with the Braves? And who did he spend most of his time with?
He was with Toronto for several years.
He was with Toronto, and he was with Oakland.
Then he got traded to Cleveland, and then he went from Cleveland, I think, to Atlanta, then from Atlanta to New York, in New York, I believe he's now with.
He was with Minnesota at one time.
That's right. He was with the Twins. That's right. Sure so, was.
So had a great career. Had a really great career.
Well, now he'll get to play a lot of golf.
And he can hit it. He can hit it a mile.
He can hit it a mile. He, as a matter of fact, we would see him regularly down down in Orlando. At the time, was a Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions, the first LPGA event of the season. It's where they had the winners from the LPGA the previous year, and then they would have about 50 or 60 celebrities.
Yeah,
he was always invited to play in that. He was supposed to play in the one this year for the Hilton Gardens Resort, but the Hilton Gardens Vacation Tournament of Champions. Down at Lake Nona, where Bobby is always a head rules official for the celebrity side of it. The LPGA have their own officials. But he didn't. He was invited, couldn't make it because he got married that weekend.
Right.
So,
Well, congratulations on retirement. And I'm sure he will be playing a lot of golf. And that's, you know, we lost a really great coach. And, Mark, I don't know if this name is familiar to you. But Carl Madison, I used to umpire a lot of baseball over at West Florida and around the Southeast with some guys from Pensacola. And they were always telling great stories about a high school coach there by the name of Carl Madison. And Carl Madison coached at several high schools there in Pensacola area, won multiple state championships, is a member of the Florida High School Athletic Hall, Association Hall of Fame. He coached in Alabama, too. He coached at Jackson Academy from 2002 to 2004, won a couple of AISA state championships. But we lost Coach Madison. I heard him speak probably 10, 11 times at different coaching clinics, and he was old school, old school, old school. And the funniest story I ever heard him tell was that he had – got word that one of the schools had been watching them practice and had got a tape of their practice. So in his younger days, he went over to that school and climbed up in a tree and watched their whole practice.
God.
And said, I really didn't need to watch them practice, but I felt like it was only fair that they had film of our practice. I wanted to see for myself what they were doing in practice. And he said, and as a matter of fact, they were running our whole offense with their scout teams. He said, I just changed it up a little bit.
Wow.
Never will forget him telling that story. And I said, I just changed it up
just
a little bit.
Just changed it up a little bit.
Wow. I think they won 49-3 or something like that. Yeah, so Coach Madison, I know a lot of people, a lot of folks that listen to us over in Pensacola, you have lost a guy that meant a lot to a lot of y'all there. And Carl Madison is a guy that sure made a difference in a lot of young people's lives. We only have a couple of baseball and softball scores. I know that Spanish Fort and Daphne played this week over at Daphne. Spanish Fort beat them 13-7. I think Thursday night over at St. Paul's, St. Paul's defeated UMS Wright 2-0. You guys at Bayside had a
13-inning
game?
4 hours long. Played at Mims Park.
Yeah.
Played Alma Bryant and was a tremendous baseball game. But then I think it was the bottom. I think it's a tournament of some sort they got going. I think Bayside was the home team. And Bayside, Wills Norton, Laura Norton from Wise Real Estate.
Mm-hmm.
Wills got a base hit, knocked in Teague Broadhead, who's a signed a letter of commitment to Southern Miss to play baseball there. But he knocked Teague in for the winning run to win the ball game. And I saw a picture on Facebook that these two have been doing it for a long time. Showed a picture of both of them in Little League about 9 years ago. And when they were both playing in Little League baseball together. So.
Isn't that great? Coach Limbaugh's doing a great job.
Doing a great job. Got that team rolling pretty good. He's got a good little bunch of baseball players, and they're getting after it and playing hard. And it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun to watch them play this spring.
You know, in softball, Satsuma beat Ocean Springs, Mississippi, 5-0. Baldwin County High School beat McGill-Tulane 17-0.
Ooh.
You know, there's a the Green and Phillips Alabama High School Athletic Association Radio Network Player of the Week is a pitcher from Cottage Hill. She pitched two games last week, pitched a no-hitter in one, and the other, their team won 17-0 against one team and 13-0 against another team, and she only gave up five hits in two games.
Good gosh.
I mean, that's impressive. And then I saw another baseball thing. Bill Murrell was a great coach in Athens, Alabama, coached at Athens Bible. And his son, Brad Murrell, is a baseball coach there at Athens Bible now. His son is Luke Murrell, is a freshman at Athens Bible. And Luke pitched five innings of a perfect game. Now, you guys are baseball guys, both of you are. Now, he pitched five innings. He struck out 15 batters. Nobody reached base. He threw 67 pitches. 47 of those pitches were strikes.
Wow.
Now, that's about as close to being perfect as you can be.
That's called being in the zone.
That is in the zone. And he's only a freshman.
Good gosh.
And he throws it from that other side.
Oh, he's a little lefty, huh?
Yeah, he's a lefty. And so every time I think of lefties, I think of Jimmy Key because I heard all your stories. And I don't know if Jimmy Key even did this as a freshman.
No, I don't think so.
That's pretty big right there, dude.
Five innings, struck out all 15 batters. Can you imagine?
Struck them out.
Every one of them. Struck every one of them out.
You can't do much better than that.
No, you can't. I mean, you just can't do it. I mean,
where does he go from there?
I don't know.
He goes nothing. It can't get much better.
Goes to the Yankees, I guess.
I guess so.
But that's impressive. We got some really good baseball players in our areas, and you know, in Sylacauga, Childersburg area. I don't know if you knew him at the time, but Mike Box was a baseball coach at Childersburg forever. And I'm talking about this little guy. He played baseball at Alabama. I think he played with William Donahue and Tommy Limbaugh and all those guys there. But Mike Box, they played some baseball in Childersburg. And the baseball field at that time was connected to the football field. I don't know if you ever were there when that was happening.
No.
Well, and I'm telling you right now, they didn't lose. They didn't lose there. Of course, you had to hit it 600 feet to hit a home run. But you had to hit it up in the stands at the football field to hit a home run. But now they've got a beautiful new facility there in Childersburg. Mike Box, that's a great memory for those of us who grew up in that area. Had a great left-handed pitcher named Johnny Williamson that was drafted by the San Francisco Giants. Could hit a ball a mile, but could throw it about 100.
Mm.
Of course, Johnny Simmons played on the Amazons at Auburn in that 72 team with Dave Beck and all those guys. Johnny Simmons was the first-round draft pick of the Kansas City Royals in the expansion draft. He turned that down. Said, I'm going to Auburn to play football. You know, they had some great baseball players in Childersburg.
Boy, they did. A lot of tradition.
Oh,
there.
Man, you're talking about that was a great, great high school baseball program there. But if you get a chance, go out and watch some of this high school baseball. And the game you want to really watch is girls softball.
Oh, yeah.
Have you had a chance to watch a girls fast pitch softball game lately?
That's pretty good stuff.
That is good stuff.
And there's some good teams. Remember, Orange Beach got one of the better teams in the state.
Woo.
Fairhope every year has got a really good team. There's some really good girls softball around here. You need to go watch and play. Those girls get after it now.
Well,
they play it the way it's supposed to be played, too.
There ain't no doubt about that. No doubt about that. So I think we've had another one of the great high school basketball coaches in North Alabama up at Priceville. You know, we used to run a big track meet at Priceville. But Terry Nelson, the girls basketball coach at Priceville, 13 years, won 252 games, stepping away. Her youngest daughter is graduating from high school this year. Her oldest daughter is getting married. She said, me and the husband are fixing to get on some road trips.
Good for them.
So good for Terry Nelson.
Cam Gray segment coming up next.
This segment of the Thompson Tractor Prep Sports Report brought to you by Camp Grace. Now back to Coach Rick Cleveland.
Camp Grace is located in West Mobile as the summer home of Camp Rapahope, Camp Mash, Camp Smile, and Camp Sugar Falls, as well as the home of Outback Mobile and is shared by many other community organizations throughout the Mobile area. Camp Grace is a place where God's love is bestowed freely upon others, the true definition of God's grace.
Every day in our life, we have an opportunity to be live a life that's honorable or not to be honorable. I don't know what you're dishonorable, I suppose. But we have that opportunity every day in our life. God says, the Bible clearly states to us, as we are to honor everyone and not just those that we feel deserve to be honored. For example, whether we had fantastic parents or not, doesn't really make any difference. We're told to honor them. We're also told to honor those people in authority over us. Sometimes that can be real difficult. But that's what the Bible tells us. We are to honor everyone. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. That's Jesus talking to us about honor. Everyone, give to everyone what you owe them. If you owe them taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. Those are all things that we're taught. That's what we get taught through our biblical teachings. It's taught through our various religions throughout the world. And my religion, which is Christianity, it teaches us to honor one another. In sport, we have the opportunity every day to live and teach honor. Every single day. I'll take us back to, I think it was 2018. Not sure of the year. We're at Huntsville for the state golf tournament. Our girls are playing. We have a young lady by the name of Paige Hamley who's playing. Paige now graduated from college and just doing great. But she was playing in the 18th hole, and I noticed there was a little something going on that she didn't seem right about after the hole had ended. She came up and she said, "Coach, I made a mistake. I hit the wrong ball." This is after the round is over, and nobody even knew it. Nobody knew it but her. She said, "I hit the wrong ball. This is not my ball." And I said, "Well, then when you get with those, with your, after the girls had already talked and got the scores and they were going to the head table to turn them in, I said, when you get to the head table, you tell what you think you need to tell." And I said, "That's, you know," I told her, "I am amazed by you. Some people may not have done that. They may have taken their score, put the ball in their pocket and walked off. Paige wasn't going to do that. She went in, she told me she took a two-stroke penalty, I think is what that penalty was. She had to take a two-stroke penalty on the hole and turned herself in, whatever it was. I don't think it actually cost us a position at state, but the mere fact that she had enough honor about herself that she would say, "I did this wrong. I hit the wrong ball. Mistakenly, whatever reason, I did. And I need to take the penalty for it." That's part of the game of golf that I love. Mm-hmm. I've talked about it a million times. Because your honor in that deal is all about what you possess. It's your possession. You own it. If you are honorable, you will make that known. If you're not, you know, you'll walk away with it, keep your two strokes in your pocket, and head down the road. Some people can live with themselves like that. Some people can't. Paige is one of those people who could not. I'll never forget that about Paige and about that moment in time when I got to sit there and watch this young lady remind me of what honor was about. And so as we're talking today about all these kids coming in to play golf, and we're talking about these kids playing in these all-star games, and Rick was talking about leadership and about what type of leadership do we want to have? What type of leadership do we want to try to bestow on people? These are the things that it's all about. how we live that life, how we go through life, how we live our life and try to emulate what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to walk through the doors of classrooms and athletic fields, how we walk through those and how we carry ourselves and what we teach by the way we live our life, that should be honorable. And these things that we, if we do them right, as Rick was talking about, we may think we're not doing enough. We're not doing this right. I got to do more. I got to do this. But as long as our heart is right, we're striving to do more, then there's a chance that along the way, somebody's getting the message. And I hope that's what we do. I hope that's what I do every day that I wake up. I hope that I'm able to carry that message in the way I live my life, not just by what I say, but the way I live my life, the way I live it every single day. Some days I fail. I don't do it right. I don't do as good as I should. Some days I just don't do it worth a crap, to be honest with you. And you have to go back and say, that night, I go, okay, who do I need to make amends to tomorrow? You know, is there somebody I didn't treat right? Did I not live the kind of way I'm supposed to live today? So those are all things about honor that we live in sports. In sports, we get to live and demonstrate honor every single time we participate in a game, in practice. Are you practicing as best you can? It's part of honoring the game. Are you practicing as best you can? Because if you're not, you're not honoring the game. You're not honoring your teammates. You know, Herm Edwards said the game is sacred. The game will be here. The game of golf will be here after you and I are all gone. It will still be here. And it's how we honor the game is how we play the game. The game of football, the game of basketball, that game is sacred. How we honor it is how we practice it, how we play it, how we act, how we treat one another, how our parents treat one another, how we treat kids on the other team, how we treat the officials. It's all about honor. It's all about the game.
You know, one of our parts of our prayer at UMS, we say every day, play the game with honor.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you for that, Mark. Randy, thank you. Well, you got to star of the show in here with
He's in here.
He's here.
He's ready.
He's here. It's the voice.
I'll miss you guys next week. We're playing the tennis tournament. Remember this. No matter what you do, no matter where you go, He is always with you. God bless you. See you here. Same place. Same time. Next time.